What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another interview here on Fightful Overlook. Today we are sitting down with a familiar face to fans of the Irish and UK scenes, Mr. Damien Corvin. How are you doing today, Damien?
Yeah, I'm good, bud. How are you?
I am good. And we'll start at the beginning for you with your training before you got into the ring. You did start off with another familiar face for the Irish fans, Mr. Finn Balor, otherwise known as Fergal Devitt. What was training with him like, kind of, and learning from him?
Yeah, I mean, with Fergal, I've done very little training with Fergal. Because obviously I live up north and he was based in Japan, I only managed to do a few camps with himself whenever he came back to Ireland. Paul Tracy and the boys would have held them down at the NWA Ireland training school. So when I had the opportunity, training with Fergal was awesome. But my main training came from Bonesaw and Duncan Disorderly, the other two members of the Kings of the North. They were the boys that kind of trained me week in, week out, and they're kind of the reason why I'm where I am now.
And you did just mention them, they're the Kings of the North. As far as teaming with them goes, obviously with Kings of the North, you are a multi-time tag team champion across multiple different promotions. Is there a particular reign that stands out to you or win, one of those tag title wins that really sticks out to you?
I think one of the biggest ones for us was obviously the winning the titles for the fifth time. It was me and Duncan. We won those titles in Belfast, and the reason that it just kind of stands out is that we had some of the guys from Angel Wishes, one of the charities over in Northern Ireland for children's cancer, in the crowd. One of the kids, Bailey, he was there. He wasn't going to really make it through the show, but he powered through and got through the show. So when we won the belts, we kind of got to celebrate a bit with him. And then, unfortunately, then Bailey passed away pretty much the next day. So that kind of stands out just because of, you know, what it meant to him and his family and stuff reached out, and it was lovely, you know, to kind of hear that, like, for one night we were able to kind of take him away from his illness and just let him be a kid that enjoyed wrestling. So for me, that stands out. And being the first ever Discovery Wrestling Tag Champions was huge. And the first ever TNT Tag Team Champions was huge. You know, we've pretty much won tag titles everywhere we've wrestled, except Progress at this point. But for those companies that trust us to be the first ever tag champions and kind of build their division around us, same as OTT, it's a massive, massive honor and a massive, you know, pat on the back that you know, we were the standard for tag team wrestling. They saw that and they used us to elevate their division.
And of course, like, you know, as I said, multiple tag team title reigns. You've been first time ever for several promotions, but so far it's been not as successful in terms of singles gold. Is that something that obviously you've challenged for the OTT world title on occasion? And I'm just wondering as well, with Trent Seven becoming the OTT world champion, is that something that's kind of interesting you this year?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to be a world champion, right? So there are a couple of world championships that I've always wanted to have, and one being, of course, the OTT world title, and the other being the TNT world title. Those two championships mean a great deal to me just because those two companies mean a great deal to me, and like I was with TNT pretty much from the very beginning, the same as OTT, helped build, you know, their current fan base and have been through a good bit of ups and downs with them. So those championships really do stand out as what I want to hold. With OTT, I mean, I think I'm one of the only people left that was on the first ever OTT show, and I'm still on OTT, you know, to this day. If Trent, you know, shows up, then yeah, 100%, I'll be happy to, you know, to fight for the OTT title. I've not been successful the last two times. I've tried. Sam's got the better of me. Once a bit dodgily, and you know, the other time, fair enough, it was Enniskillen. I've never had a world title match in Dublin or Belfast, though. So in Belfast, for a world championship, you know, home field advantage, I don't think anyone's beaten me for it.
That's completely fair. And you did mention TNT there, how important it is to you. You are returning to TNT for the first time since 2022, coming up next month, I believe. And what does it mean to you to come back to TNT? Obviously, you said it there, it's been kind of your home in Britain for a long time, and you do want to win that TNT championship. But what are your general goals for this run in TNT?
I mean, it's just to continue to elevate TNT as much as we can. I mean, I kind of feel that, you know, we built the tag division to be a certain level. And unfortunately, you know, things happened that were out of TNT's control that meant that they didn't have their tag team champions for a very long time. So the tag division suffered because of it. There was cancelled bookings and people weren't able to make bookings, which sort of impacted the tag, you know, the tag team division there. But the, you know, the Temple of Malum and Lycos Gym and a few of the other teams have sort of stepped up and tried to put their mark on it and make it, you know, keep it as successful as it can be. But I mean, without us, it's not the same division, to be honest. And whether it's me and Bonesaw or me and Duncan or Bonesaw and Duncan, you know, it's the Kings of the North, you know, we're tag team wrestling in the UK and Ireland.
And you did mention, of course, as well earlier, the just switching again back to OTT, feeling like just switching back like crazy here. But you have a very distinct library of matches in OTT with some of the biggest names in Europe. You've faced off Ilya Dragunov. You've stepped across the ring from Trent Seven, never in singles competition, but in multi-man matches. You faced off with United Empire, Will Ospreay, Kyle Fletcher. Do any of those matches stand out to you as a memory, as like one of your biggest matches to this day?
I think the biggest match had to be the United Empire match. In Belfast, and you know, that's probably simply because at the time, and still now, Will Ospreay is probably the best professional wrestler on the planet. You know, and obviously the Aussie Open boys were dominating tag team wrestling at the time. So that stands out. The British Strong Style matches stand out. The Ilya Dragunov match stands out, I think, mainly because I wasn't supposed to wrestle Ilya that night. Ilya had a different opponent. That opponent was injured. I was in some random fatal four-way match. So that was a last minute. I was a last minute replacement to wrestle Ilya. And that was a very solid, hard-hitting match. I think last year versus Leighton Buzzard, like Leighton, that was a standout match for me just because it was my first singles match in a very long time. And me and Leighton went back and forth pretty hard. You know, there's so many over the years. I've been very, very fortunate with the people that I've wrestled against. You know, and the fact that I've been able to work the likes of the Gorillas of Destiny and War Machine and the United Empire and these massive, massive names in pro wrestling. But it doesn't take away from the local guys, you know, because I still think that the Kings of the North lads from the Flats stole Scrapper Mania 3. I don't think it was a better match on that card. Even though we had the likes of the Elite and some other people on that show, I think that was the match people were invested in. But it's very difficult to remember everyone that we've stepped up against. Unfortunately, you know, it's insane when you look back at it and look at the list of people that we've worked with. Guys like Eric Young and Axel Tischer and, you know, people like that that you used to watch on TV when you were a kid. You know, the fact that I got, you know, I'm a massive Eric Young fan, so the fact that I got to wrestle Eric Young is insane to me. But it's keeping that consistency and keeping everything up. I mean, you're only as good as your last match, really. So as great as it is to have all these memories of all these fantastic matches and these fantastic opponents, you know, it's making sure that the next match and the next opponent is just as good.
And switching gears a little, over the last few years, you have had a couple of extra appearances for the major companies, once with AEW for All In, and second for WWE with SmackDown in London. And just wondering what those two experiences were like. Was there any major differences between those experiences or so on?
I I'm very fortunate that I've worked incredibly hard, and that hard work has been noticed, and I've been, you know, given the opportunities, whether it was the tryout with WWE in 2019, pre-pandemic, unfortunately, or whether, you know, it has been the extra work at SmackDown and Money in the Bank last year, or at AEW. It's great to have those experiences. I mean, honestly, the difference being is one is WWE and one is AEW. It's very difficult to put into perspective what the differences are. You know, on SmackDown, myself, Darice, Andy Wilde, RP Davis, a couple of other lads got to be in the ring with arguably the biggest star in professional wrestling.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The minute with Roman Reigns on SmackDown, and it was part of one of the biggest storylines in the last, you know, decade in professional wrestling, that Bloodline storyline. So, I mean, that was a very unique experience. And spending time with, you know, with the likes of William Regal and Michael Hayes and the great staff backstage was brilliant. But, you know, also with AEW, you know, we got to be in the ring in front of 50,000 people at Wembley Stadium and get bumped about by Big Hobbs and Miro, and again, you know, be part of Stadium Stampede, the massive hardcore match, even briefly, sort of just backstage extras and stuff. So we were treated fantastic by both companies, looked after incredibly well by both companies, and, you know, everything was very professional with both companies, so I enjoyed both.
And it's a kind of a situation that's kind of been developing over the last few years with NXT Europe. Obviously, you did mention that you did have the tryout with WWE prior to the pandemic. Would that be something that, if you got the call for NXT Europe, would that be something that interests you? Or are you happy with where you are now on the British and Irish scene?
No, in a heartbeat. I'd be there in a heartbeat, to be honest. You know, NXT UK, I thought, was a phenomenal product. I thought the pandemic kind of torpedoed it a little bit. And what they were able to do through the pandemic and more is just credit to everyone there. And if you go back and watch the likes of the Takeover Blackpool and, you know, the Worlds Collide shows and stuff like that, the NXT UK roster was fantastic, and it's testament to that as to how many are on NXT Raw and SmackDown at the minute. So if the opportunity for NXT Europe came up, I'd be there. And, you know, selfishly, as much as I love the Irish and the UK scene and want to continue to help it build, you know, I want to sign for WWE. And I want to sign, you know, and as much as it would be great to go to NXT or SmackDown or Raw, you know, or any of those brands, to be able to, you know, to be there at the start of a new brand and kind of kickstart that and spearhead that and build that, that's, you know, that would be an opportunity you couldn't pass up.
I did obviously mention your goals in TNT, but is there any separate goals this year that you have, just in general? Is there anything that's in the back of your head that you want to achieve this year?
Yeah, I would like to get out more into Europe. There's a couple of promotions that I've seen across Europe that just look like, you know, they would be a great, you know, great fun. They're very professional looking, but they have, you know, amazing rosters, the likes of Borizoi, APC Catch, places like that. So ACW, you know, I'd like to head into Europe a little bit more. I'd like to do a little bit more heavyweight stuff. Obviously, the Atlas division in progress really interests me. I've worked incredibly hard since the start of August, to pack on like 40 pounds. So I've got on from like 215 to two just over 250, in order to kind of set myself apart and be a different type of wrestler. So, I'd like to do a lot of work with them and with the Atlas division. And, again, OTT, World Heavyweight Champion, TNT, World Heavyweight Champion. Those are massive goals. Also, Progress Tag Team Champions is a massive goal, because we haven't won those. That's kind of a blemish on the record that I'd like to strike out. But I mean that's mainly it, and it's just to work as much as possible to enjoy what I'm doing is a massive thing for me, and I am enjoying it, which is great. So that's pretty much what I'm aiming for this year.
And you did mention it there that you've put on a good bit amount of muscle and weight to kind of just be in the heavyweight mix now. And is there anything that came with putting on that weight that surprised you when you were in the ring?
Yeah, I gassed a lot quicker. Yeah, I gassed a lot quicker.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I've had to up my cardio, something shocking, which has also meant upping my calories even more. So it's fun to try and force feed yourself and get bigger. But yeah, I got winded a lot quicker than I thought I was going to get winded. And sometimes even your body image, that kind of creeps in. Bit of body dysmorphia sort of creeps in. I used to be like 202 and lean as lean can be. And now I'm 50 pounds heavier, so the abs aren't there anymore, which is heartbreaking. So the things we got there, I didn't really expect it to have as much of an impact that way, but it did. Just from a body image point of view. But it took me a while to sort of embrace it and like figure out where I was going with it. Like I said, I got winded a lot quicker and like things hurt more. You would have thought it was the opposite. To be honest, you would have thought, oh yeah, the less fat and the less size you have on you, the more painful it's going to be when you get slammed down. But like a superplex when you're 250, that's 250 pounds, like hitting the floor. So it kind of, yeah, it things hurt a lot more than it did when I was smaller. But it means you don't have to dive anymore or do anything, overly dangerous. I can leave that to the likes of, Jay and Leon Slater and Robbie X and stuff. They can do all that cool flip stuff that I can't do, and I can, just drop somebody with a uranage or a kick in the face,
Stick with the meat.
Yeah.
So, just winding down a little, I do have to ask you a little. Someone who you've kind of struggled to get a win over, fellow Belfast man, Mr. Big Damo. You haven't managed to beat him in singles competition yet, but is that something that in the future you do want to kind of get under your belt, win over him?
Definitely. I mean, like Demo is, he's one of the measuring sticks for this country. Whether we're on the same page or not, he's one of the measuring sticks for this country. The first match I kind of took it too friendly. I was too nice, and it bit me in the ass. And I got crushed, 6 or 7 times, but like 300 pounds, so that wasn't pleasant. And the second match, he was pissed at me, so he battered me a good bit. I kind of took myself out of that match with the table. I'd like to beat him. I kind of need to figure out how to do it first, if I'm honest. He's big and he's strong and he's experienced, and he hits hard. And if he lands on you, it hurts like hell. So I wouldn't mind, but I wouldn't mind beating him with the championship on the line. Like, I wouldn't mind it meaning just a little bit more. Big Belfast marquee match would be great. So maybe take that world title from Trent first, and then I can beat Demo.
And just one final question. Obviously, the OTT, the names of the OTT roster and who appear on each show are just getting better and better. The younger stars at Gaff Party Belfast, you did actually wrestle Limo, who a lot of people are getting behind. Who stands out for you with the young lads? Who for you is the standout stars there that for the future of Irish wrestling?
I'm a really big fan of Colin Kelly. You know, he's like a little pit bull that you kept like that. Like that. I battered that kid on multiple occasions, and he just keeps coming at you. You know, he's got that Jamie Noble sort of like that stature, and he just comes at you and he hits hard. So I'm a massive fan of Colin Kelly. I think Anita Vaughan's fantastic. I think she's got a great look, and she's coming on brilliant. You know, and there's some of the like the younger guys who are maybe only on contenders shows at the moment that maybe you're not seeing as much of. Yeah. The likes of Belfast or in Dublin that are putting the shift in and you know are getting there. You know, and are going to make an impact. I know Colin started tagging with Luke as well, the Irish Wolfhound. So, I mean, that's a nice addition to the tag division. They're very, like, they're great kids, and they work really hard. Obviously, you know, the likes of Renzo and Josh from BDE. You know, these are they're big guys. Santos is a big guy. So, like, I you know, from a heavyweight standpoint, that it's great to have those guys coming about. But like, I mean, honestly, I would keep an eye on Con, you know, because he's, you know, if you've seen his match against Damo and Enniskillen and his matches against me, and even more, like that kid can take a beating, and it's only so long before he starts beating other people.
And that's all we're going to have time for today. But yeah, Damien, thank you so much for sitting down with me. If you want to tell people where to find you, where you're going to be wrestling coming up.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to find me online, it's Corvin NI. It's not Corvini. It's Corvin NI for Northern Ireland. It's always confusing. But like wrestling wise, we are in TNT on April 6th in Liverpool. Discovery Wrestling April 28th in Edinburgh, Portobello Town Hall, just outside Edinburgh. And then there's a number of other dates with other promotions still to be confirmed. And you'll see them all over our social media.
All right. Guys, if you are new to Fight for Love Book, make sure to like, subscribe. Make sure to follow Damien on social media. He's going to go absolutely massive this year. And yeah, I will see you guys for the next interview. Peace.
Thanks, Luke.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.